Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
One of those things, a couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in that.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier?
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it, then use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Yeah.
Off and running live on a Tuesday in the A. It is the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. And the radio.com app. Nick Hale in for Andy Bunker today. He'll be back tomorrow. Randy, Brian, and Wendy are here. What's up, big boy? You good on this Tuesday?
Hey, what's happening, man? You know me, baby. Anytime I wake up and have my coffee, I'm ready to roll, man. This is a good Tuesday morning. The weather over here ain't a grin, but it's all good. Luckily, I'm inside. Again, welcome. Glad to have you again, man. I had a whole lot of fun with you yesterday and anticipating the same thing. Today, again, appreciate you for stepping in for Andy and everything. Like you said, the whole crew's here, and this might be, you know, Nick, one of the greatest sports weeks ever, man. Look, yesterday you had the Stanley Cup Finals. Congratulations to Tampa Bay. You got the MLB playoffs starting today. You got the NBA Finals starting tomorrow. You got Georgia Auburn this weekend. I mean, this mm-hmm. is the weekend to be a damn sports fan, man.
No doubt about it. This was like our reward. It was nice to get football back for the last 4 weeks, but like this is our reward for having to sit through a summer of uncertainty, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it really is because we remember when this thing first started, man, and we started working at home and everything is canceled because of damn Rudy Gobert. I'm still going to blame Rudy Gobert for all this. I still am. I don't care. I'm still going to blame Rudy because when Rudy got it, the whole sports world shut down. And there ain't nothing more fun than trying to come up with sports content when sports shut down. We had a lot of fun with our brackets and everything, and it was great. But I'm glad to be talking about some sports that we don't know the outcome to, all right? Because
yes, sir.
I didn't want to see no horse. I didn't want to see no video games, nothing. But now we're getting live sports, and you're getting it all because this is something that we talked about when all this happened, like this time when all the sports are going to be played at the same time. And it's great, man. I'm enjoying myself.
We are absolutely loaded today. DJ Shockley coming up in the second hour. Joe Patrick in the final hour of the show. Lots of good stuff as we continue the fallout from the Falcons on Sunday. But let's actually rewind and go back to last night. Monday Night Football, Chiefs 34, Ravens 20. A lot of takes on this game. I certainly can tie him into the Falcons as well. But right out of the gate, Randy, like we thought this was going to be an epic Monday Night Football showdown. I mean, this had the feeling of like Sunday night football quality, but right. on Monday night for ESPN. And it got a little dicey as we got to the fourth quarter. But by and large, Kansas City's just on a different planet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the way they're able to play offensively. But I'll give it to their defense. Their defense played well last night, man. They really did. Was able to, to be able to contain that running game a little bit. But I thought offensively, I mean, just the creativity and the flat out speed that Kansas City has on the field that threatens you the whole game. They don't let you have an easy possession. They don't let you have an easy play. They don't let you have an easy quarter. They're always in attack mode, and they're going downfield because they got guys that can run, and they got guys that can threaten zone and man. Like, you can play that deep quarters, the deep thirds, cover two, whatever, but they got guys that can that are so fast that they'll run past the damn safety on the hash. That's how fast they are. And Patrick Mahomes was just brilliant last night. You know, four touchdowns, one running, a total of five touchdowns last night. And they just, the touchdown of Tyreek Hill, I tweeted this out, Nick, it's like the perfect throw beat perfect coverage. That was perfect coverage by Marcus Peters. You can't cover any better. But just right. That throw by Patrick Mahomes, the throw to Mecole. I mean, he's backing up, buying time, allowing him to run that double move, and just lays it up there perfectly. I mean, the young man, he is a special football player. I think he's the best player in the league right now. And they're going to be a problem, man, because the one thing they're going to do is you got to score to beat Kansas City. Now, they struggled with the Chargers a couple weeks ago, which was surprising. But I'm telling you, if you don't get at least 24, 27, it's going to be hard to beat them because I just don't know how you stop them offensively.
No, you're right. You almost feel helpless going against all of that speed, all of that skill, and all the weapons that Andy Reid has at his disposal. Let me just try to tie this back to the Falcons, because I'm sitting there watching a game last night, and the Chiefs are up three scores. It's 27-10. Falcons on Sunday were up 26-10. And last night in the third quarter, Kansas City had three possessions in a row. They went punt, fumble, turnover on downs. All those weapons, and they ran a fourth and one run to Sherman, the fullback. Just idiocy. There's no reason you should ever do that. So Baltimore scores 10 straight. It's 27-20. And I see Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy. He's on the sideline. He's got his mask on and everything. But, I mean, he's just spitting fire. He's in his offense's face. He's lighting them up. They respond with a touchdown drive. They make it 34-20. And then on the other side of the ball, Kansas City's defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo says, you know what, I'm not going to sit back and play the odds and play soft defense and let Lamar go up and down the field. He blitzed Lamar about four or five times in a row. And I remember Spagnuolo years ago when he was with the Giants, he said, prevent defense only prevents you from winning.
Yep.
I loved the fact that you had Bieniemy not take his foot off the gas, give a verbal butt chewing, kept attacking on offense, and then Spagnuolo said, you know what, I don't care how many weapons Baltimore has, I'm coming after Lamar. And Kansas City was able to close that game when it looked like all of a sudden at 27-20, Baltimore might backdoor their way into a competitive game. If I could send the tape to Flowery Branch, I'd send it to DQ, Raheem, and Dirk today. And I would say, that's how you close a football game.
I mean, it was great. And the thing with it is, and I go back to, I know Spags my head coach in St. Louis, so I know his philosophy and what he wants to do defensively. The thing with it is that they were getting home. You know, the Falcons, I didn't mind the all-out blitz on the touchdown pass to Anthony Miller, but you can't get beat inside that easily, right? You know, and that's the thing about it is it's like you always – everybody, people – well, why can't the Falcons do this? I don't know why they can't do it. I mean, they're in the same situation, but that's something that I was talking about yesterday. They don't make winning plays when they need to make winning plays. You know, I mean, we can talk about the coaching and all that, but the players are out there, and if you make a winning play, I'm talking about defensively, and as far as don't get – because we talked about this all last week, Nick, was the technique of not getting beat. You know that you have no help inside, so you know you cannot get beat inside. And what happens? You get beat inside. That's what's killing the Falcons is stuff that you know you can't do ends up happening. Offensively, you have to be aggressive. The thing with it is that, the creativity of what they do offensively is what makes it fun. That little shovel pass to the fullback, just the creativity of it, and the fact is that you know that if Tyreek Hill comes in the backfield and sprints one way, all eyes will be on him. They will all be on him. They will all because he's that dangerous of a player. Yeah. And they put their players in position not just to make plays, but for other people to make plays. You know what I'm saying? And that's the one thing you love about – that's one thing I think I said this a couple weeks ago about this Kansas City team. They don't care who gets the damn shine. That's what I love about them because they know they all going to get theirs. You know, and I know the Falcons, they seem like they're the type of team too. But when you watch that game last night, that is a well-oiled machine. From the top to the bottom, from Andy to Eric Bieniemy to Spags, it is a well-oiled machine, and that comes from Big Red himself. He's one hell of a football coach. He is. I remember you talking about yesterday about him in Philly. Sometimes your time just run out, you know, mm-hmm. and it was time for him to leave Philadelphia.
For sure.
But, I mean, since he's been in Kansas City, I mean, he has what he wants. He does what he wants. And that Chiefs offense, it just baffled me because I watch him so much, and it's a new wrinkle every damn week.
Right. You
know, the one thing I know every week, Travis Kelce gonna catch a screen pass. I know that. They love doing the wide delay middles and all those things. He gonna catch a damn screen pass.
Yep.
Tyreek Hill gonna make a big play. That's just facts. Facts.
Midday Show with Andy and Randy right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Nikhale in for Andy today. Bunker will be back tomorrow. So here's my other take from last night. Not Falcons related, but just NFL quarterback related. Lamar Jackson is not in the same stratosphere as Patrick Mahomes. And I'll even throw Russell Wilson in there as well. Like, I believe Lamar is the third best quarterback in the league. And when you're in year number three and you're the third best at what you do in your profession, that's unbelievably good. So it's no disrespect to Lamar. It's just Patty's on a different level.
Yes.
And I tweeted this out last night. Tell me if you agree with this. I tried to make an analogy. Okay. Lamar Jackson is the NFL's James Harden. Regular season wins, regular season stats, fantasy points, MVP. But 0-2 in the playoffs, 0-3 against Mahomes now. Ultimately, you're judged on your postseasons and how you do against your elite peers. And right now, I don't see how he can beat Patrick Mahomes. I think there's a big gap between those two.
I think Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. As great as Russell's playing, I still think he is the big dog as far as the quarterback position. The thing with Lamar is Lamar is 21-1 against everybody else, you know, and so I won't take anything away from him. He's still a guy that's getting better. And the one thing that they have to do, and this is just not on him, but because this is their philosophy in Baltimore, they are a front-running team. They want to get in front. They want to pound you, and then they let them dogs unleash. Yep. He has not come back from a 10-point deficit yet. And he is still young in his career, but the one thing I hate, and it got on my nerves when I was playing, was the Brady Brady and Peyton Manning. I get why you do it, but they're not playing against each other. But the thing about it is what Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes does to Baltimore is they put so much pressure on them to score. They put so much pressure on them to get out of what they do best and get Lamar out of his comfort zone of what he does best. And when he gets like that, and these are the two things I saw when he lost to Tennessee and when they lose to the Chiefs, he presses. You know, he starts pressing a little bit. And when he starts pressing, that's when they get behind in those things like that. And those are the things that he has to continue to work on. I thought Mark Andrews, if Mark Andrews catches that ball, maybe it is a different story. Maybe they do keep the drive alive and all those things. But, yeah, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in football. I mean, he's one of the best talents I've ever seen play the position. The guy is just a special player. And they got a special team. And they know how to use their personnel the right way. That's what I love about it. Like, everybody damn eats. Everybody eats. I mean, how can you not have fun in an offense where you know you're going to eat? Because that can get you the ball.
How sick is it that you could win the Super Bowl and then with a 30-second pick, you have Clyde Edwards-Helaire fall in your lap?
Yeah. And he fits into everything that they want to do, man. And I mean, it's unfair sometimes because it looks like basketball on grass. Said about Purdue back there when Drew Brees was a quarterback at Purdue. But, yeah, I mean, they're a problem. They are a problem. And until you affect Patty, because Pat Mahomes, you know what he wants? He wants you to blitz him. He wants you to blitz him. Come on and bring it. And you saw that last night. He was like, all right, come on. I got this. I'm just going to toss it up here off my back foot 70 yards. Touchdown. Yeah.
Midday Show with Andy and Randy right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the radio.com app. Nikhale in for Andy Bunker. We will come back and hit you with what everything you need to know with what's trending. That's coming up next. Off and running here on a Tuesday. Andy and Randy, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. With over 200 fully stocked trucks ready to help, Reliable Heating and Air offers next day installation, or we pay a $500 installation guarantee. Call for details.
Certainly the last 2 weeks have been no doubt tough and as challenging as it can get, certainly during the regular season. But I also say that, certainly a coach knows his locker room, and certainly know ours. And this is the strength of this group, is ready to fight and keep battling through. So we got a tough team, and ready to fight through what we need to fight through to play like we can play. And we're certainly looking forward to doing that.
Back in here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Radio.com app. Nick in for Andy today. It is What's Trending time. You heard Falcons head coach Dan Quinn right there. Randy, he says the last 2 weeks have been rough. There's no quit in this team. I'm not going to sit there and say otherwise, but we're going to get a quick idea whether or not this team has a lot of fight, because Monday night right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Monday Night Football at Lambeau Field, this team's going up against a an Aaron Rodgers that is uber motivated and clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah, they're playing well, man. This is going to be a test for them. And, you know, I mean, one thing Dan said, he's the head coach, he knows his team. And I'm sure there's a lot of fight in this squad. I mean, the one thing when you're in a slide like this, you just want to get a damn win. I mean, that is basically, you want to get a win. And this one here is not going to be any easy. You know, this might be the most difficult one you might have to go get right now. And so, I mean, the players have got to, they got to extra their prep and everything, and they got to find a way to play better. I mean, you got to play better situational football. And I think that's everybody from Dan all the way down to the last guy on the roster. You got to play winning football when it counts most. And they have not been able to do that. And now you're going up there to Lambeau against one of the hottest quarterbacks in the league right now in Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, they got one of the best wide receivers. I think, you know, you had a problem with Allen Robinson, who's a really good player. He ain't Devontae Adams, and Devontae Adams is a problem. You know, he's a problem. But everybody else around Aaron, that's the thing, has been stepping up. I go back to the draft when everybody, I didn't say they should have drafted a wide receiver for Aaron. I just said they should have drafted a damn quarterback. You know, that was my thing with Green Bay in the first round. But, I mean, they did. It's over, and you could tell Aaron's motivated by that. But, you know, back to the Falcons, I mean, they got their work cut out for them this week. I mean, they're still banged up. I don't know how many guys are going to be back this weekend that were out, but they need all hands on deck, because this is not going to be an easy place to win. And this is one of those games, if you're down in the dumps about what happened the last 2 weeks, they'll go to Lambeau and get blown out. And I'm talking about 3 touchdowns blown out by the Packers. They go up there with their mind stuck on these past 2 weeks.
Yeah, and what's scary about this Packers team, I believe I saw this stat yesterday, they have scored the most points in a 3-game stretch in the Aaron Rodgers era. I don't know if it's just a 3-game stretch or the first 3 games of a season, but they are scoring at a rapid rate. And Matt LaFleur is now 16-3 in the regular season as the head coach. You mentioned guys like Devontae Adams. I mean, Aaron Jones can run the rock. Mm-hmm. The Smith brothers on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, this is a team that was in the NFC Championship last year.
They got a good football team. They have a good football team. They got 2 aggressive corners. I mean, they got a good football team, man. And so, man, you're going to have to be on your joint. That's why I said, if you were going in there with as Coach Saban used to always say, going up there with the poor me's, mm-hmm. You're going to get blown out. You're going to get blown out by this squad. So you got to get right. You can't do nothing about them last 2 weeks, man. Lick your wounds and let's go. Because I'll tell you what, the Packers got so much confidence right now. They are playing at such a high level offensively and defensively. Yep. So, yeah, go up there half-stepping. Go up there half-stepping if you want to. Be a long flight back to Atlanta. Long flight.
You said they're going to have to be on their joint. Can I steal that? Can I use that? Or do you have that copyrighted?
I mean, I don't believe in copyright. I'm a man of the people, Nick. I'm a man of the people. If I say it, you can use it. Now,
I kind of like
If you start making money off of it, I want some credit. I don't necessarily want the loot for it, but, you know, yeah, you can say, yeah, Randy, I got that from you. And then we all good, man. We all good.
All right, let's move along here with what's trending. We'll stay with the Falcons. Let's get to the OC, Dirk Cotter, talking about the beginning and the end, but you got to be able to finish.
Well, we played pretty well for 3 quarters. We just had a very poor 4th quarter from a production standpoint, but we had a lot of good plays in the game. We ran it the best we've ran it all year. We got off to a fast start in both the first quarter and the third quarter. That third quarter drive was a pretty drive to start the second half. We just need to finish. We just need to finish games. I mean, the momentum definitely shifted, and you know, we just did not do a good job finishing in the fourth quarter, and that's why we tried to stay aggressive and felt like we could still get some plays down the field on them.
That was Dirk Cotter. So let me ask you this, Randy. We saw the last 2 weeks, right? Against Dallas and Seattle, Chicago and Dallas. We saw this team get off to fast starts, have big leads. I don't believe that will be the case at Lambeau Field. But my question to you is, do you think this offense in Atlanta, can match the Green Bay offense, and we can have a back and forth, up and down shootout. Because I think this is going to be a 38-34 type game in the event we have a competitive ball game. Can we match them series for series?
Yeah. Yeah. I think they personally can. But, I mean, that's just from the outside looking in. Is Julio playing? Yeah. I mean, are they going to use Hayden Hurst more? I mean, there's so many. You're going to be able to run the ball. He's right. That's the best they ran the ball all season. Are they going to be able to do that? I mean, this is what – I mean, when you look at how this game can go, you're absolutely correct. I can see it being in the 30s like that. But, I mean – you know, and I think maybe Atlanta's maybe more comfortable playing in these type of games. I would say this. It's hard to keep the lead. It's hard playing with the lead because you don't know, should I stay aggressive? Should I, those are the things that you got to contemplate as a coach. So, I mean, they have an opportunity to go up here and beat this football team. And these are the type of games when you're down a dump that you damn win. When you're not a favorite, when you're going on the road, you're going against a team that's playing hot, you've been struggling, but you have the ability to be good. These are the games that you win, you know. So I won't count the Falcons out of this game, but they can't go up there. They can lose 31-7. You know, that, yep. I mean, it can easily go that way. So we'll see.
It is what's trending here on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's stay with football, but we'll go from Sunday to Saturdays. Here's Georgia head coach Kirby Smart. No decision on who will start yet on Saturday.
All I can tell you is we're going to continue to work with all the guys we've got to put the best guy in there to give us the best opportunity to win the football games. DeJuan did not play as bad as it seemed to some, and thought he did some good things watching the tape. And he had some unfortunate bad breaks that happened while he was in at quarterback. JT will be cleared, but I don't know how much that changes the picture in terms of reps and development. We'll be looking at everybody across the board. JT's got to be able to show us that he could function efficiently and do it with his knee being able to do it. We always thought he would be cleared by this time anyway, but those guys will all compete, as well as Carson will too, and continue to grow at the quarterback position.
Randy, I'm getting to the point with this quarterback conversation and the questions for Kirby where I feel like Kirby's on the verge of pulling a Nick Saban where he's going to say like he did to Maria Taylor, I'm not going to, so quit asking.
Right. You're at a point where, why do you got to quit asking? It's the most important position on the football field. Who's going to be the quarterback? Right. And, and I'm glad we get to have DJ on because he was actually there. He called the football game, and he's a quarterback, so he'll let us know what we thought and, what he thought and everything. But, JT Daniels, he's been cleared. You know, I did see a picture that day. That's a big knee brace he got on that leg, I'm not saying that to hinder him or whatever, but, I don't know where they're going to go right now. But we can't play that bad in the first half. I'm talking about execution, and most importantly, those daggone penalties. We can't play like that and beat Auburn. That's not going to happen. Auburn's going to come in. They have a nice receiving core. Bo Nix played pretty good against Kentucky, and they're going to continue to grow on defense. You don't lose those two studs on the D line, and you think you're going to bounce back. So obviously they're going to get better as the weeks go along. But yeah, as this week go, people are going to continue to ask him about it. How did JT look today? How did DeJuan look today? How did Carson look? They're going to ask these questions, Kirby. But as his predecessor, like you said, Kirby going to play it closer to the vest, tight to the vest. Ain't no reason to tell him who's going to be the quarterback, but you're going to be asked about it.
The one thing I would say, just to kind of maybe temper expectations for Dogs fans that think JT Daniels will come in and just be the savior. He's a 5-star kid, and I've seen some mock drafts where people think he's a 1st-round talent. But 2 years ago was his freshman year in Southern Cal. He had 14 touchdowns and 10 picks, and he got hurt in week one last year. The potential's there, but there's not this massive resume that says he's just going to come in and be a god.
Oh, I don't think so either, but I think when you look at what happened last week, you're saying to yourself, and I'm not going to say the phrase, but you know the phrase, it can't get mad. But I'm not going to say that. But, I don't know. I this is the thing. I don't know. I know a lot of people thought that if JT was clear, JT would have been the starting quarterback. That's what a lot of people were telling me. That's what a lot of people think. Then you get – that's why I said it's hard when you're in the situation where we're in during this pandemic. We can't see anything. So it's hard to sit up there and say, well, we read that he was looking good. We're hearing that he's looking good. But with our own two eyes, we can't see that. And so what I saw last week was a young quarterback that looked like the moment was too big for him. You saw talent. You saw raw ability that he has, but it just wasn't clicking for him. It just wasn't.
Let's get to the Braves. They take on the Reds tomorrow. Postseason baseball gets underway. Brian Snicker, here is the skipper on his stable of arms.
Yeah, I'm hoping, it'll be our regular lineup with Max starting, and I'm hoping, and Martin will be a day-to-day thing.
you know, we'll see. He'll be in here tomorrow for treatment, and we'll just see, you know, the next couple of days where he's at.
Well, I got to tell you, Randy, if they can somehow, and I don't want to say steal game one because the Braves are the favorites in this series, but we know that Bauer's a heck of a pitcher. If Max Fried can steal game one and out-duel Trevor Bauer, I think this series will be a wrap.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the thing with it is that, you know, Bauer, he's one of the top pitchers in baseball. And he is a free agent next year, and we'll see how that goes. But Brian said, what did Brian say? The Braves fake sign or whatever, act like they got, you know, some interest in him or whatever. But, you know, it's going to be a great matchup of the pitchers and everything. And this seems like this could be one of those 3-2 games, you know, Nick. And if the Falcons get – I'm sorry, Falcons. If the Braves come on top of that, they should win it. But, I mean, all the pressure on the Braves. 10 straight series they've lost. Mm-hmm. They haven't won a series since 2003, 2001. All the pressure's on the Braves, man. It is. They need – ain't nobody studying the damn Reds. Well, no, all the pressure's on the Braves.
No doubt about it. All right, that is what's trending here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Nick Kale in for Andy Bunker today. Andy will be back tomorrow. Coming up next, we have another installment of Big Deal and also a Randy McMichael movie review.
Oh, yeah.
Try saying that 10 times fast. It's the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. We're back after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app. .42 Welcome back into the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Radio.com app. Nick in for Andy today. Big 11 o'clock hour coming up. We've got the NFL No Huddle in about 20 minutes. And then DJ Shockley from the SEC Network will join us coming up at 11:20. Big Deal comes your way in a matter of moments. But Randy Mack, a man of his word. I put him to the test yesterday. I threw out some bad movie knowledge from the 90s, and Randy said, you know what, I'll take it in, I'll consume it, I'll try to watch Glengarry Glen Ross. He did, and he's got his feedback in his review. What do you think?
I thought it was good, man. I mean, it was. I thought the cast, I mean, it was unbelievable, man. And Bridges, where he came in the beginning into the office and just flamed everybody. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah. He said, when the man asked me, he said, well, what's your name? And he told him his name. I was like, oh, I'm definitely, I am definitely sitting here and I'm going to watch this movie right here. And I thought it was a good movie. I thought the ending was going to be different than it was. But I thought somebody was going to die, actually. I did. I thought somebody was going to blow up the office or something. I just did. But I thought it was good. And now I see where John Chuckery gets all his, like his openings and everything, with the Al Pacino was talking about some the pack of gum that Chuckery has in his opening, and then on College Football Game Time when he, you know, rarely whenever he gets his upset special, the get the chalk put me up on the Cadillac board. I was like, okay, now I see where he gets it from. But I thought it was a good movie. I thought it was cool. That's something that I've always been blessed that I never had to do was work in sales. I just like. Him coming to my house at 11 o'clock at night in the rain, I've been, man, you'll get the heck out of here, man. But, yeah, I mean, because that's what Brian was saying. Brian was like, man, if anybody's worked in sales, that you know you can, you know, you can comprehend with this movie, man. But, yeah, I mean, hell, it's dirty out there in that world, man. And the dude said, you know, you either get a Cadillac or a pack of steak knives. I'm trying to get
correct.
That Cadillac board, too. But, yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was good. I'll recommend it.
Okay. All right.
I'll recommend it to my friends.
All right. That being said, let's get to Big Deal.
And now, 92.9 The Game presents Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal with Brian Gebhardt on the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
All right, time for Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal, which, of course, is brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey, the only Tennessee high malt whiskey. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, guys. Wish I had better news to start with here in Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal, but over the course of the last 30 minutes or so, news is coming out from the Tennessee Titans that three players have tested positive for COVID, as well as five personnel people as well. So the Titans played the Vikings on Sunday. Both teams are suspending in-person club activities, and the Titans have reported they're going to shut down their facility until Saturday. Big deal, small deal, no deal.
Oh, it's a big deal because, you know, we this is going to happen eventually. We knew that, Nick. And so I say it's a big deal, and that's why they put in these extra bodies and all this. Now, the one thing is the team that they played Sunday and who they're going to – I mean, these are certain things that, you know, now they, I think they played the Vikings. I was reading that the Vikings are going to shut down their facility for the day also. It is Tuesday, which is usually the players' day off. But, yeah, I mean, this is the first, but this won't be the last, will it? I don't think it will be.
No, it's definitely not going to be the last. I agree with you. It's a big deal. And just three quick things on it. I would say, one, I hope all the players end up being okay. Definitely. Two, I hope it doesn't spread and they do all the contact tracing. And then three, I hope it was just some guys being unlucky and unfortunate and they were wearing masks and doing whatever they needed to do and they still got it and they were not doing anything to, you know, be foolish and put themselves at risk and going to an establishment or anything like that. So hopefully it all works out, and hopefully it's just three players and the game will still go on.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. This is from Diana Rossini. She just said the Titans will not be allowed in their building until Saturday.
Yep.
Damn, everything would be done remotely. This is going to be a big challenge. Yeah, it's a big challenge. I mean, they're not going to be able to come in until Saturday. Are they off? They better hope they off this weekend.
They play the Steelers, I think.
Whoa, that's going to be, you know what I mean? It's going to be a whole lot of mental prep then, you know, because you're not going to be able to go in there and practice or anything. So this is going to be a complete mental game right now. So, that's even bigger deal.
I would think Pittsburgh, Tennessee pre-COVID testing with the news coming out today would be pretty much a coin flip. Does Pittsburgh now have a major advantage, Randy?
Defensively, hell yeah. That defense is flying around and hitting folks in the face. And as much as we wrote off James Conner a couple weeks ago, he's back in his groove, man. He's been playing well. But, yeah, I mean, it's one thing to go through a mental prep for it, Nick. But, no, you got to get out there on that practice field. I mean, it's real. You got to get on that practice field. But this will be the first I've ever seen it like this. With as far as no practice at all, it's going to be a difference. It's going to be a difference.
Yeah, like you guys mentioned, Titans take on the Steelers. Vikings take on the Texans as well. So both those games potentially in jeopardy for Sunday. Notre Dame dealing with a rash of COVID issues as well. They're up to 25 players that have tested positive and 14 that have had the tracing issue as well. So they've got 39 people quarantined right now.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Big deal. No, no worries. I was just going to move on to the next topic here. Big deal, small deal, no deal. Jerry Jones on his weekly appearance on 105.3 The Fan, saying Dak Prescott not being able to pull off the last play of the game against the Seahawks is the difference between him and Patrick Mahomes or even Tony Romo. Big deal, small deal, no deal.
That is such a big deal, man. Jerry, please be quiet, Jerry. Ooh. That is such a big deal. And that just lets you know that Jerry does not believe in Dak Prescott as his franchise quarterback. Patrick Mahomes, maybe. Tony Romo? Really? Really? I love Tony. I love Tony, but really? That's what I mean, because we know he loves him some Tony. We know he loves him some Tony Romo, but come on, man. I mean, you really going to say that about your quarterback who single-handedly kept you in the game because you couldn't run the football? No, you refused to run the football. And that was a bad pick, but he was trying to give himself a chance to win. But look at the play like right before he threw the pick, him getting out of that sack the way he did.
Mm-hmm.
Miss me with that, Jerry.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you again. This is a big deal because, one, Tony Romo should not be the analogy you use. I'm fine if you want to use Patrick Mahomes or Russell Wilson, but Romo, give me a break. But secondly, this is also Dak's on the franchise tag, and this is a negotiation, right? Like, this is going to play out where Jerry's going to try to get Dak at the best price possible, and Dak's going to go for every single penny, as he should, and this is now a public negotiation.
Yep. Absolutely correct. But that's how it's always been, because Dallas is the one. Dak and Todd France and his representation never publicly said what Dak wanted or anything. They never said anything. That was Jerry and them, because that's how they do it, man. They try to turn the public against you, and now everybody mad at Dak. And I'm like, I mean, how do you know what they offered Dak? How do you know what Dak wanted? Dak never said what he wanted, you know. But that's just some bull jive by Jerry right there.
Yep.
Final one for you guys. Big deal, small deal, no deal. Doc Rivers and the Clippers mutually parting ways yesterday.
I'll say it's a big deal, but I'm not surprised by it. You know, Doc hasn't got out the second round with the Clippers, and they've had an abundance of talent. I know Steve Ballmer, he wants to win right now. You go out and you get Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. So I'll say it's a big deal, but Doc won't be unemployed very long.
I'm going to go small deal. I like Doc Rivers a lot. I think he's a very good coach, but it's now 12 years removed since he won that championship with the Boston Celtics, and he has now blown a 3-1 series lead three times as a head coach. Very good, not great. I say small deal. All right, that is it for Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal. Go ahead, Randy. What were you going to say?
Oh, no, I was saying appreciate it, B.
Yep, talk to you guys in a few hours.
All right.
A few hours. All right, we'll come back. We'll kick off hour number two with the NFL No Huddle, and you'll hear from more audio of Dan Quinn, who, oh, by the way, joins Dukes and Bell coming up at 3:11 p.m. today. Midday Show, hour number two, coming up next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.